You've been running it for 9 years. It's hugely successful. Sell it to me. Sell it to me, Seamus.
Well, the reason why we started the festival, myself and friends were going down to the likes of Blues in the Bay, and we collectively one night over a pint of beer, we said, you know, we ain't got a festival in Belfast, and Belfast has given us such great musicians as Van Morrison, Gary Moore, the late and great Rory Gallagher was an adopted son of Belfast City through the dark days of the Troubles, bringing his great shows to the Ulster Hall. So one night we said, look, we got to do this. So hence we started the Belfast City Blues Festival. And it just went from strength to strength. It started with 4 venues. Now we're up to 22 venues. Blues cruises on the river on Belfast Lough. We're using the Belfast Bard. This year we have the big Belfast City Blues busking competition, which is open to novice, all age groups, promoting our great talent throughout this brilliant city, which I have to say I'm very, very proud of.
And who are the main attractions?
Well, the Belfast brand, the Belfast City Blues brand, so we're keeping it all local talent at the minute. Plus, we're bringing in the great Pat McManus. We're doing the annual tribute to Rory Gallagher at the Black Box on the Saturday afternoon. So we've got Pat McManus, the brilliant Blackwood, the Willie Byrne Band, Rad McCulloch, 2 brilliant legends, the Kenny McDowell Project, and also the Ronnie Greer Band. So there's lots for everyone.
And Pat McManus, is he Mama's Boys?
He's the man. I remember him as Mama's Boys back in the day at the Ulster Hall. God rest his brother Tommy, but what a band. Stuff to the rafters it was. And Pat is still a trooper out there doing all the stuff, you know.
Yeah, no, the likes of the Lee Hedley Band and people who've been bringing blues to us, do they feel that it's just something that's relevant when, you know, the sun shines and the beers are being drunk, you know? Are we as bluesy as we'd like to think we are simply because Van Morrison was a true blue, if you excuse the expression?
I'll excuse the expression. Frank, people have this concept about blues being sort of like a mundane sort of type of music. It is not at all. Far, far from it. It goes right through the whole genre of soul, gospel, R&B, and it's just a fantastic sort of, you know, type of music. Some of the young kids coming up today, the likes of Crow Black Chicken from Cork, the Stripes coming right through again, you know. So it's open to everyone. It's not sort of like that old genre that some people have this concept of. You know, in our pub trail alone, like last year, we had over 12,500 people through that week. The blues cruises were sold out, and it was just a great, great, great festival weekend buzz, you know?
Yeah, you don't have to be from New Orleans to appreciate it. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely not. You can be from Cullybag, you can be from Warren Point, you can be from Port Rush, anywhere at all. Like this year alone, we have a blues club from Norway, would you believe? 30 guys coming over from Norway that got in contact with us during the year, and they're coming over, staying in local accommodation. And they're going to have a great time.
Mm. Is Kaz Hawkins doing anything for you this year?
Kaz Hawkins hopefully will be down at the launch here. Kaz can't do it because she's touring the UK. But Kaz opened up for us last year. And what a lady. She's absolutely fantastic, you know.
Well, she's a perfect example of the sound you want when you go to a blues gig. The Dirty Onion today at 1 o'clock, is that only open for posh people or can anyone go along?
You can go along, Frank. did you like that one?
I do.
Frank, today we have thought totally outside the box. You know, throughout the years, I'm sure you've been to many press conferences. This press conference, the launch today of the festival, which has been opened by our Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Mary Ellen, and we've thought outside the box. This is open to everybody. The press launch is not going to last for your standard 15, 20 minutes. Today we are having a gig. We're putting a gig on for 3 hours. We're inviting everybody to come down, office workers, anybody come in to the launch of the festival. The Lee Hedley Band will be playing. Rob McCulloch will be playing. Guests will be playing. And today we're going to run for about 4 hours. And we're just going to have some fun. It's a bright day. It's a sunny day. We're proud of the festival. And to put it in a cliche, we're rocking, you know.
I love it, Seamus. Invitation issued, 1 o'clock, Dirty Onion, if you want to get a feel for what the 9th annual Belfast City Blues Festival is going to be all about. And it runs from the 23rd to the 25th of June.
23rd to the 25th of June. Blues, barbecue and beer. What about that?
I love it. Seamus, thanks for speaking to us, fella. Thank you.
Cheers, Frank. Thanks for your help.
Lovely job. Thank you.